Empire of Illusion.
Because that kind
Chris
of story,
Hedges.
you can't put it down when you read the narratives that have been created for these wrestlers compared to what we had before, and it illustrates the point you're about to say. But keep going, Chris, because I just want to say this is really, that story which I read was fabulous.
Well, that kind of stuff's all through it. I mean, and you look at what's happened with porn. Porn's not something I was particularly familiar with. It's not this sort of hazy, backlit, shaved bodies of the Playboy Channel anymore. It is violence, and it's not simulated violence. I interviewed the women who act on these sets, and they are black and blue when they're finished, without going into detail over the radio. I mean, they require surgical procedures frequently. They're popping painkillers before they go on the set. The first woman I interviewed, after a few minutes, having been a war correspondent, it was clear to me that she had post-traumatic stress disorder. And the violence that is done to these women in the name of eroticism is about turning women into commodities who no longer express any emotion other than the craven desire to fulfill the most disgusting needs and forms of humiliation that can be meted out by their partners in these pornographic films. And when you look at the stills from Abu Ghraib, they could be stills from a set of a porn film, and I don't think that's accidental.
In the beginning of 2009, statistics show that 84% of the people who were stopped and frisked by the New York City Police Department were black or Hispanic. Very few of these stops, however, yielded any contraband or weapons.
My role as one of the plaintiffs in the case is essentially that, for me, a couple of times over the course of the past few years, I've been stopped in my community, illegally frisked, really given no real opportunity to defend myself, right?
And when you say illegally, mm-hmm. meaning the police didn't have what we call probable cause to stop you, you weren't doing anything that they saw as, quote, suspicious.
No, I wasn't. Going about my everyday life.
Where do you live?
Literally.
What neighborhood do you live in, David?
Parkchester in the Bronx.
So whether it's raising taxes or cutting programs, the name for what we call the government response to the demand of its creditors is austerity. It's imposing on a society a severe regimen of rising taxes and or cut government spending to please and satisfy creditors.
But let me ask you, I understand this, please the creditors so they can basically pay their debt that the creditors have in their possession, the debts.
That's right.
But the creditors, are they in that strong position? Why can't the country just say, we'll go bankrupt?
They could.
But then they're finished, right?
Well, not that they're finished. Mm-hmm. Then they have declared war. That's the classic act of war between debtor and creditor. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll give you an example. One of the governments that creditors have been really harsh with is the government of Greece. That's why Greece is in such trouble. That's why all public employees in Greece last month saw their wages cut between 15 and 20% with a promise of a further cut in October.
We're joined today by Cynthia McKinney to get the details on the seizure.
So how far off the Israeli coast roughly were you when you saw the Israeli craft and they boarded the boat?
Well, while we were still in international waters, the Israelis had threatened us. It was nighttime. They threatened us, and they did something that they didn't do with the Dignity. Remember, I was on board the Dignity when they rammed it.
I remember that, right.
Right. Well, this time, they disabled the GPS. They sort of provided an escort, according to the captain, they provided an escort for the boat trying to push us into Israeli waters, but our captain is a professional. So that tactic didn't work. They also utilized something that I've never seen before, like some wave-making machine, because they literally shook us. They shook us up and down and up and down, and the GPS was also turned off. All communications were disrupted. I think that also was in an effort to disorient us, to get us off course.
Danger. Adam, I just want to give our listeners some sense of the time period. Your book opens with, I think, about a dozen men meeting in a tavern in London, and then the slave trade ends. I don't remember what year that begins, and it ends, or the British finally ended at some point 30 or 40 years later. Just give us a sense of that.
Okay, here's the basic time scale, which is different, of course, than how it was for the United States. This movement in England really, in an organizational sense, began with this meeting you speak of a dozen men, actually in a Quaker bookstore and printing shop in London in 1787. It caught fire about 6 or 8 months later, and you can actually find the very moment that it caught fire, which I found fascinating to try to figure this out. There were no opinion polls, of course, in Britain at that time. But there were people whose job it was to gauge public opinion, who were the proprietors of London's debating societies, because if they had a popular topic, they could fill the hall, like a rock concert promoter today knows which bands are hot. Well, suddenly, after many, many years, when no debates in London, and these public debates were a big spectator sport, no debates, there virtually no debates had been about slavery or the slave trade, abruptly, February 1788, half the debates in London are about slavery or the slave trade. It sort of caught the public imagination quite suddenly, became a huge popular movement. Then, to sort of compress the story, in 1807, the British Parliament voted to end the slave trade, not to end slavery itself, but to end the slave trade. And that was a very momentous milestone because Britain controlled about half of the Atlantic slave trade at that point. So the superpower of the day saying we're going to stop was a big deal. It didn't end slavery. The end of slavery in the British Empire didn't come until the 1830s.